Hello everyone! This is the 8th podcast episode covering the course lectures. You are about to delve into the topics of organizational structure and organizational culture as part of the course Leading, Managing and Developing People in Organizations. I'm Professor Fabio Rizzi and I will guide you on this journey of discovery. I'll help you make sense of your personal and professional experiences considering the most widely used theories that managers and leaders around the world apply to understand and navigate the complexities of organizational behavior and leadership dynamics. To better understand how the various topics of the course are connected, it is useful to create a conceptual map that views organizational behavior as the study of the factors influencing an organization's performance. These factors depend on the individual, the work group in which the individual is involved, the organizational structure, the leadership style of the manager who supervises the individual, and the personal context. This 8th lesson aims to analyze the fundamental concepts surrounding organizational structure and organizational culture. Organizational structure includes the arrangements of roles, responsibilities, and reporting relationships that define how work is divided, coordinated, and controlled to achieve the organization's goals. A key component of organizational structure is hierarchy and authority, which establishes the levels of management and supervision within the organization. This hierarchy clarifies reporting relationships and delineates the levels of authority, ultimately determining who holds decision-making power at each level. Another critical aspect of organizational structure is the division of labor. The division of labor involves the allocation of tasks and responsibilities among individuals and groups within the organization. By defining roles and responsibilities, the division of labor helps streamline operations, improve efficiency, and ensure that each employee understands their role within the organization. Furthermore, organizational structure defines the degree of formalization present within the organization. Formalization refers to the extent to which rules, procedures, and policies govern organizational activities. A highly formalized structure entails clearly defined rules and procedures, while a less formalized structure allows for greater flexibility and discretion. Centralization versus decentralization is another consideration in organizational structure. Centralization involves concentrating decision-making authority at the top levels of the organization, while decentralization entails delegating decision-making authority to lower levels. The choice between centralization and decentralization depends on various factors, such as organizational size, complexity, and strategic objectives. Departmentalization is also a critical aspect of organizational structure, involving the grouping of employees into departments based on similar tasks, functions, products, or geographical locations. Organizational culture is closely intertwined with structure because it is based on shared values, norms, beliefs, and assumptions within an organization. The structure of an organization can either support or hinder the development and maintenance of its desired culture. Additionally, adaptability and change are essential considerations in organizational structure. A structure should be flexible enough to accommodate changing external environments and internal needs. Organizations may need to restructure periodically to accommodate growth, shifts in strategy, technological advancements, or changes in market conditions. In summary, Organizational structure is a fundamental element of organizational behavior that shapes how work is organized, how decisions are made, and how employees interact within an organization. By understanding and effectively managing organizational structure, organizations can enhance performance, promote employee satisfaction, and achieve their strategic objectives. Now, let's move on to talk about organizational culture. Organizational culture serves as the underlying fabric that defines the personality of an organization, because it is based on a set of shared values, beliefs, norms, and behaviors that guide interactions among employees and shape the organization's identity. This collective mindset acts as a compass, influencing how individuals perceive their roles, interpret situations, and make decisions within the organizational context. At its essence, organizational culture embodies the unique personality and ethos of a company. It encapsulates the unwritten rules and social dynamics that govern day-to-day operations, often referred to as the way we do things here. The way we do things here. This culture is not only a product of formal policies or structures, but it is deeply ingrained in the organization's history, leadership style, and employee interactions, forming the foundation of its identity. Organizational culture exerts a profound influence on employee attitudes, behaviors, and performance. A strong positive culture can foster a sense of belonging, commitment, and engagement among employees, leading to higher levels of productivity, creativity, and job satisfaction. Conversely, a negative or toxic culture characterized by distrust, apathy, or conflict can erode morale, hinder collaboration, and undermine organizational effectiveness. Several key dimensions contribute to the composition of organizational culture. Values and beliefs represent the core principles that guide decision-making and behavior within the organization. Norms and behavior patterns establish that the accepted ways of interacting and conducting oneself, shaping the organizational climate. Symbols and rituals serve as visible manifestations of culture, reinforcing shared values and identity through tangible representations. For example, your uniform at work. Socialization and onboarding processes play a crucial role in transmitting organizational culture to new employees. Through formal training, informal interactions, and observation of role models, newcomers learn the implicit norms, expectations, and practices that define the organization's culture. This integration into the cultural fabric helps employees align their actions and attitudes with the organization's values and objectives. Organizational culture also influences the organization's adaptability and capacity for change. A culture that values innovation, learning, and agility is more likely to embrace change initiatives and adapt to evolving circumstances. Conversely, a rigid or resistant culture may impede change efforts, suffocating creativity and hindering organizational growth and development. Ultimately, organizational culture should be aligned with the organization's strategic goals and aspirations. A strong cultural fit ensures coherence between the organization's values, behaviors, and strategic direction, fostering a cohesive and purpose-driven environment. By understanding and nurturing their organizational culture, leaders can cultivate a positive workplace culture, enhance employee engagement, and drive sustainable success. We have now reached the end of this 8th podcast episode. Don't forget that by actively participating in class and taking proactive steps to deepen your understanding of the material, you will not only enhance your learning experience, but also develop valuable skills that will serve you well in your personal and professional life. So let's dive deeper into today's topics and continue our quest for knowledge together. Until next time, this is Fabio wishing you a great day. Thank you.